there is a huge difference between love and lust. While lust burns the heart and keeps us incessantly thirsty, love satiates it and fills it with the sweetest divine bliss. We must ask ourselves the question, do we love God or are we doing business with Him? One man was walking by the ocean side when he felt thirsty. How to quench it? He saw a coconut tree ahead, laden with coconuts 80 feet above the ground. In great enthusiasm, he climbed up, plucked a few of them and threw them down. But when he looked towards the ground, he became scared. How will I go down? If my foot slips, there'll be no stopping. He prayed, Sitaram, when I was small, I used to come to your temple with my mummy. Today, if you make me reach below in one piece, I will feed 100 Brahmins. With that sankalp, he started going down, Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram. Halfway, he looked over his arm. Sitaram, not 100 Brahmins, I'll definitely feed 50 Brahmins. Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram. Not 50, 25. Then he came to 10, then 5, then 2, and then 1. And finally, when his feet fell on the ground, he said, Sitaram, what had I resolved? I had said I'll feed 1 Brahmin. These are days of great financial difficulties. I'll feed myself and you be happy. What was this man doing? He was engaging in business with God. We must understand the distinction where the sentiment is. Give and then take, and give and take. That is not love. It is business. Where the sentiment is, take, take, take. What is there in it for me? It's all about I, me, myself, and my happiness. That is also not love. It is lust. Where the sentiment is, give, give, give. Sacrifice for the happiness of the beloved. That is real love. So the opposite of love is lust. In between is business. We must try and cultivate the sentiment of true love within us. Then we will develop the finest intention in all our works to please our Supreme Divine Beloved. Let's take inspiration from this story. Every Indian has heard the name of Tansen. He was the great musician in medieval India, for whom it is said he would sing Rag Megh Malhar and cause the rain to fall. And he could sing Rag Deepak and get lamps to be lighted. He was one of the crown jewels in the court of the Mughal Emperor Badshah Akbar. One day, Akbar asked him, Tansen, you sing so well. Who is your guru? Tansen said, Huzur, he is Swami Haridas. He resides in Vrindavan. Akbar said, call him over to Delhi. I wish to meet him. Tansen responded, Huzur, he will not come. He is a sadhu, a renunciant monk. For him, a beggar and a king are alike. If you aspire for his darshan, you will have to go to Vrindavan. Akbar consented to make that sacrifice to see this noble soul. He changed his attire and incognito, he accompanied Tansen to Vrindavan. They reached the hermitage of Swami Haridas. He was a saint in medieval times who is reputed to be a descendant of Lalita Sakhi, one of the Asht Mahasakhis of Radharani. Now, after darshan, how to ask Guruji to sing something? Tansen, he took the Tanpura and began singing and would deliberately make mistakes. Finally, with the intention of teaching his pupil, Swami Haridas took the Tanpura and said, "My child, not like this. Let me show you." When Swami Haridas began singing, Akbar's ears opened up. He felt he had never heard any celestial music like that. Later, while returning, Akbar asked Tansen, "The way your guru sings, why can you not sing like that?" He was the same emperor who earlier had asked, "You sing so well, who can be your guru?" Tansen gave a brilliant answer. He said, "O king, it should have been evident to you. I sing for the pleasure of Hindustan, for you. My guru sings for the pleasure of the king of the world, Bhagavan." That inspiration which he has behind all his actions, how can I ever replicate it? So, when we hold the flame of selfless divine love in our heart, when we fill our mind with pure loving sentiments of selfless love, that will purify our mind and bring out the best in us. And when the intention behind our actions is to please God through them, with that motivation, we will be inspired to do the best in what we do. As the saying goes, the talents we have is God's gift to us. What we make of it is our gift to God. So in this way, through love for God, we will become the best that we can be. And inspired by that love, we will do the best that we can do. And the consequence of this will be, we will feel the best that we can feel. And that is the purpose of life and how it will be accomplished. Let this much be our understanding for now.